Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Coco and Daltz. I'm not Daltz.
Pas de Coco.
And if you're new here, welcome. This is Coco and Daltz. If you're looking for real reviews from real people, we got you covered. We offer all the latest reviews for the movies from Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus. We've also got books, music. We got you covered. Whatever you're looking for, you found it here.
You might have some spare time these days, and in which case you're saying to yourself, self, what are we going to watch, read, and consume? Yeah. And then we have some answers for you. We don't have all the answers, but we have some.
And our answer for you today is Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian, the current 8-part docuseries streaming on Disney Plus. We're only through 4 episodes of the 8 that are planned, so we thought we'd let you know at the halfway point if it's worth watching, what we think about it, all that fun stuff. So, Daltz.
Yeah, so the first 4 episodes we've got, the first one was about directing, the second one was legacy, the third one was the cast, looking at the cast and who's in there, and the fourth one was technology, which we just recently watched, not 10 minutes ago, in order to prepare for this podcast. And so each one of those episodes goes into great detail about how each one of those facets of the show is put together. So it's Jon Favreau, who's a big cheese. It's Kathleen Kennedy, who's the biggest cheese at Disney.
Handpicked by George Lucas to run the Star Wars empire, I believe, after he exited stage left.
Right. And then we also have some of the actors and the cast, obviously, some of the directors in one of them. And it's essentially those people sitting around a table and blowing smoke up each other's butts and saying how great they are and how fantastic everything they did was.
I believe you referred to it as DVD extras at one point, and yes. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah, it feels very DVD extra-y. And I think that some of it is pretty decent. I mean, some of the content is pretty decent. And some of the background on why they did some things that they did. We've got 4 more episodes coming at us about this. I'm interested to see what the other 4 would be. Like, maybe they're going to talk to the caterer and see what the favorite dishes are for each one.
The good news is they're only about a half hour each. So it's not like you're investing a ton of time.
Right.
In this, you know, it's not an actual documentary that you could potentially watch for 4 hours or something, which is what I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought when they announced it, it was actually going to be an 8-part docuseries kind of going from inception. And they would still touch on
storyboards and everything.
Right.
Like, that.
Yeah. They would still touch on the technology and stuff, but it was like, who came up with this idea? How did Favreau approach Disney or get approached by Disney?
Right.
You know, how did they bring on, you know, the actors? How did they bring in the directors? Like, I thought it was going to be an actual documentary.
How it was put together, yeah.
Yeah, and instead, yeah, the first episode was, it was interesting, but at the same time, it was kind of a turnoff just because it was 6 people sitting around blowing smoke up each other's butts. And I think especially in like a post-COVID world, insincerity...
You shouldn't be that close to somebody's butt? Oh.
Insincerity is not a thing that I'm looking for, you know?
Right.
Like, Daltz and I used to work in sports, and when you get to be an elite athlete, you have a lot of media prep and you're basically trained to not say anything whatsoever. And that's basically what episode 1 was.
Yeah. There was a lot of corporate speak, and there was a lot of, it felt like we were in a meeting of a lot of these people putting together. It's like, okay, let's talk about how great this project was. And what did we learn from this major project that we did, and what are the lessons that we're going to take away from this? It felt very, I don't know, it felt kind of like it was being fabricated. You can't say that they were like, oh, we're not going to see a new episode anytime soon because of the virus. Let's throw something together, because everybody, this obviously was done before the virus became a thing, because everybody's in the same room and they're all close together and all that sort of stuff. So mm-hmm. It was definitely something that they had planned previously. It just doesn't feel, I feel like it's a stretch. I feel like it's sort of Disney saying, let's make the most out of this rather than just make a documentary out of it. So that some of the stuff that we watched today in the technology one, that was the most interesting one, I thought. Mm-hmm. When they're talking about the doing away with the green screens and the blue screens of the past. And then now they have these massive screens at Industrial Light and Magic, ILM, Lucas's old special effects company. And so now they have these huge, essentially it's a big room, a circular room that has video screens all around it, and they place the action inside that, and then they film it like it's really happening. So it's not like the actors are pretending that, I'm staring with much thought into the distance at the sunset. Like, you can actually see the sun setting, and you can see the light from the sunset going onto the actor's face. I thought that was really interesting. But the cast and the legacy and the directing, I didn't get a lot of that. I think that a lot out of that, I thought it was a little bit on the puffy side, a little bit on the slap on back kind of side. But I'm interested to see what the next episodes. I mean, they list, we got practical, visualization, score, and connections are the last four. They're the titles of the last four episodes. And they will be unveiled each subsequent Friday. So we're taping this on a Monday, on Memorial Day Monday. And so there'll be a new episode each Friday going forward, the next four. I'm not really, the only one that I'm really interested in is score. So maybe, like, because it's music.
Right.
So I'll see what I get out of that. But so what do you think, Coco?
Yeah, the technology one, episode four, is definitely the best one so far. I really enjoyed seeing, like, it kind of looks like a giant fish tank that they built with LED screens.
They call it the volume.
Yeah, they call it the volume. And so that was really interesting. That was kind of like peeking behind the curtain at how the sausage gets made, to like mix my metaphors there. But
the Star Wars sausage.
Yeah. But and it was cool to see like George Lucas show up and be like, whoa, this is cool.
You know?
But yeah, like the director one, like I didn't really get anything out of that. Like the cast one I thought was pretty interesting because they did talk about how like Gina Carano was approached, and how Carl Weathers just got like a call from Favreau apparently, like, hey, you want to be in, you know, my Disney thing? And he was like, well, I'm not really doing that anymore, man, but yeah, okay, sure, I'll do you a favor, you know. Like that was pretty interesting. But yeah, it wasn't, like I said, it's fine. It's 30 minutes each episode, so you're not investing a lot of time, and it's, so it doesn't, as I've said frequently, I'm not sitting there at the end of it like my dad at the end of Pulp Fiction saying, that's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. But I wouldn't miss it if I didn't see it, you know?
I think unless you're like a deep fanboy on this, you don't need to watch all of them. I think you could dip into them. I think the cast one you said is pretty good. The technology one, if you're into science fiction movies or movie technology, I think that that's really interesting.
That is crazy that they use a game console to run the background on those LED screens.
Like, when video game technology.
Yeah, there. That is so crazy. Yeah. Like, they've got like some PlayStation, like some souped up PlayStation rigged up or something. Like, it's too funny.
So how good a gig is that if you're sitting there playing video games and your parents are like, you're never going to amount to anything. Get off that video game. Right. And you're like, no, I'm actually going to be part of Star Wars. Mom and dad.
My parents would not let me have any video game consoles when I was a kid. Because
why is that?
They thought exactly that. Like, I'd sit on my ass in the house all summer and play video games instead of actually going out and being in nature and doing stuff. And see, Mom and Dad, I could have been working at ILM, like creating the Mandalorian, if you would have let me play, you know, Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt when I was in junior high when those came out. And
so ColecoVision?
ColecoVision,
was
yes.
Your video game console?
Yeah.
Mine was Intellivision. So I'm dating myself. And Atari actually had the game console when I was playing them too.
One of my extended family cousins on my dad's side had the Atari.
The 2600, right?
So every time we went over there for like Thanksgiving or whatever, I was always like, I want Frogger, I want Donkey Kong. Like, I was so excited to play that, which is probably why my parents wouldn't let me have a video game console as I grew up.
Well, I had on television with the running guys who were all like pixels, you know.
Awesome.
It was like, I remember when we went to the unveiling one time in my hometown and everybody was like, look, he's running, it's amazing. And now you look back on it and it's just like a bunch of squares moving around and reshifting themselves.
Is that the one where you have like the ping pong and it's just like the straight line on one side and the straight line in the other, and like you have
that's
Atari.
Yeah, okay. That's Atari. So Intellivision was like the next step up. So it was when they actually started having people in the games and stuff like that. So their baseball game was really popular in television, and they had hockey and they had football. And in the day, it was like, oh, wow, he's throwing the ball. Oh, he intercepted it. Like, it was really amazing. But now when you look back on it, it's just a bunch of squares.
Yeah.
And it's artfully drawn squares and top-notch technology for its time.
And
still squares.
You know, in 20 years, we'll look back at The Mandalorian and be like, oh, man, look at all that crude technology.
Right.
Because we didn't watch the Jordan documentary series The Last Dance that just came out, but everybody I know who has seen it is like, it's so crazy to see the 90s from today.
Oh yeah,
because in the 90s, that's what the 70s was.
Yeah,
like all the outdated technology and everything, and you're looking at it now and you're like, oh man, the 90s just looks so bad.
So archaic.
Right,
totally. How did they live in those days,
right, with without any phones?
Yeah. Rotary phones? Is that
rotary phones.
Rotary. Did you say rotary, though?
No, I said rotary.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was some sort of slang.
No, you just talked over me. So that's why you didn't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So on the bottom line on The Mandalorian, what do we call it?
Yeah, I'll say sure. If you got some extra time, which, as Dalt said on the top, we all do. And you, I mean, the whole miniseries is going to take you, what, 4 hours tops? You can knock that out in an afternoon while you're doing laundry. So, you know, yeah, sure. If it's fine.
Yeah. Like I said, I think you can dip in on it. I don't think you need to watch all of them unless you're like a fanboy. But it's new content on Disney Plus. So I think that's the main selling point because there's not a lot of it these days.
Right.
So if you're like looking at your Disney Plus subscription, you're like, what did I get out of this? Why am I doing this?
Am I really going to watch Frozen again?
Do I really want to watch The Fox and the Hound Part 3?
Another Tinkerbell movie.
Right. Etc. Yeah. Herbie goes to the market or whatever it is. Herbie goes bananas.
Herbie goes to the crack den.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that one at all. I'm pretty sure I saw all the Herbie movies. I don't remember Herbie Goes to the Crack Den.
That's Herbie for people who don't have kids. There we go.
Herbie, yes. Herbie goes in a timeout.
That's for people who have kids. Herbie's in the corner.
Herbie's in the corner. All right, so I won't put baby in the corner. So for another episode of the podcast, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
If you're listening, please be aware that we are on multiple platforms.
We are.
We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, SoundCloud, now also on Stitcher. And you can find us on Google Play and YouTube. If you are interested in giving us some feedback or you want us to review something, let us know. You can email us at cocoanddalts@gmail.com. That is all one word, and the and is spelled out, cocoanddalts@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at cocoanddalts.
Wow, there's a trend there. There's a pattern.
I know. It's almost like we planned that.
Wow.
And we're also on the web at cocoanddalts.com.
And if you go to cocoanddalts.com, there's a button on there that says support the podcast. So please do support the podcast by giving us money. So we can keep doing this and not have to go outside ever again.
Aw. No, we can't wait to go outside. What are you talking about?
Right. So we can watch movies on the side of the house instead of inside the house.
We can. We can build our own volume outside.
Oh.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. I wonder what the neighbors would say about that in our abandoned neighborhood.
Our houses are empty on our street, so nobody would even notice.
And that's only after we came and moved in here, actually. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not.
And then our other neighbors are throwing like keggers.
Yeah, like, every other weekend.
Right, totally. So they're not going to notice. They'd probably stagger over with a Natty Light and be like, hey, what you watching? Now, I don't think Johnny drinks Natty Light. I wonder what Johnny does drink. What do you think?
For another episode of the podcast.
I'm not Dalt.
And I'm not Coco.